Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. We're going through Romans chapter 6 this week, and we looked last week at a very important verse. Romans 6:12 says, "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires." Now, let me first talk about what does it mean to let sin reign in your mortal body? Well, I believe that it means that you are not following what God's will is for your life, God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. God lays out for us instructions that tell us how our life will function right, how we can take our life that God has designed. He's designed our body, he's designed our spirit, our heart, and he knows how we function right, and he's given us instructions. If you want to have joy in life, peace in life, a satisfaction and fulfillment in life, here are the things that you should not do. Here are the things you should be doing. God gives us this guide. It is God's law. It is recorded in the Bible. It is a series of instructions for us, for our good. And we are to not let sin reign in our mortal body. So there is a conflict here. There is in our mortal body this struggle with sin, to not follow God's law, to not do what God's will is, and to therefore suffer the consequences of not having a life with as much joy, peace, and fulfillment as what God intends for us. So Paul's saying, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, is telling us that it is possible to not let sin reign in our mortal body, and that it is possible to let sin reign in your mortal body, right? Why would he give a command if there's nothing you can do about it? No, Paul's saying that you need to work at not letting sin reign in your mortal body, and it is possible to stop this from happening. So this is the struggle of the life of a Christian. Paul specifically says that this is about a struggle in the mortal body. He's already told us over and over again in Romans chapter 6 that in our spirit, in that non-physical part of our body, you know, I believe that when we die physically, our body ceases to live, but we still have consciousness. We still know where we are, know who we are. If we are believers in Jesus Christ, we go to be in the presence of God in heaven, not with our body, but spiritually at death. And so that part of us already has eternal life, already is set free from sin, already loves God and his law and wants to obey God. That happens the moment we believe in Christ. Our old self dies, is crucified with him. This new part of us is raised with Jesus, and we have this new life in Christ. But we're still attached to a mortal body, a physical body. The physical body is not delivered from the effects of sin yet. And we know this because we physically die. Right? If we have eternal life, both spiritually and physically, then we wouldn't die physically. The fact that we die physically shows that there is still sinful impacts in our physical body. And that's where Paul is telling us the fight as Christians is. He says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. So I, as a believer in Christ, in my spirit, in my thoughts, in my consciousness, in my inner self, I am freed from the power of sin and now want to follow God's law, but I'm still attached to a mortal body that has the effects of sin and can potentially, if I let it, it can reign over me and cause me to live in a way I don't want to live. So I have to fight over it. And Paul says, you can have victory. Paul gives us this command because he knows that a Christian who is set free from sin and is in his spiritual inner self can have victory over the power of sin that's still there in the physical body. And what is the key? How do we do this? Well, he said in verse 11, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Think about the grace God has given you in setting you free from sin, your spiritual self. Now, know that one day, I need to mention this, you know, why does God leave us in a body that has the effects of sin? Well, one day he's going to deliver us from that. One day our physical body will be raised from the dead. not just that our physical body will be alive again, but our physical body will be free from the effects of sin, so we will never die again. And our spirit and physical body will be reunited, and we will be in a resurrected, glorified body, free from the effects of sin. That hasn't happened yet, because we still die. If at the moment someone believes in Jesus, they are completely saved, both in spirit and in physical body, they would never die. And I think we would just, instantly go to be with God. Wouldn't that be amazing if the moment you believed in Jesus Christ and got saved, your body was transformed and you were transported immediately into heaven in the presence of God in your new physical resurrected body? But God hasn't done it that way. He's left us here on the physical earth in our physical bodies. We have this fight with sin for a time until death, and then we await the resurrection, where our physical body will be glorified and we will be completely saved. But in the meantime, Paul describes this fight of the Christian life. We never obtain perfection, but if we are truly Christians, we want to overcome sin, we love God, we love God's law, and we have the power in us now, because of what Christ has done, to have victory after victory over sin. So he goes on in Romans 6:13 to describe this fight this way. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. There are two huge parts of this verse. First, this is Romans 6:14. For sin shall no longer be your master. So whatever struggle we have with sin in the believer's life, with the sin remaining in our physical body, it is not our master. We are set free from the power of sin. We have died to sin. We are now servants of God. Now, we still have this, we are still attached to this physical body that, yes, has sin in it, but it is not our master. We can rule over it, not it rule over us. So we are free in Christ Jesus. That's what Paul says in the first part. Then he gives this curious explanation. He says, because you are not under law, but under grace. Now, he's going to spend the rest of chapter 6 and all of chapter 7 talking about what this means, and I'm going to get into this more tomorrow and next week. But let's talk about what this does not mean, because a lot of people look at this and wonder, what does it mean to be not under the law but under grace? Well, the first thing it does not mean is it does not mean that therefore we just sin a whole lot and have no concern over how much we're sinning, because Paul kind of, asks that question for us in the next verse. He says, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness? So Paul says, you're going to be a slave to someone. You're either a slave to sin, which leads to death, or a slave to obedience, which leads to righteousness. And Paul is saying, being not under the law but under grace doesn't mean you keep on sinning, because then that would mean you're still a slave to sin. And I've been spending the last number of verses saying you are no longer slaves to sin. Secondly, it does not mean, being not under the law but under grace, it does not mean that the law is not helpful in telling us what is and is not sin. Paul is going to go on to say that the law is holy, righteous, and good. So it doesn't mean that. What it does mean is, and I'll get into this more tomorrow, it means focusing on God's grace to overcome sin in your life, rather than focusing on, I've got to do more, try harder, and follow the law in my own strength. No, we've got to rely on God's grace, and that's how we will overcome sin and follow the law. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.